Shavi. Vayishlach Yisrael Malochim, and Klal Yisrael sent messengers El Sichon Melech Emori Lamor to Sichon, the king of Emori, saying, Ebra v'artzecho, let me pass through your land. Loinita v'sada uvecherem, we will not turn and go into the fields or your vineyards. Loinishtamei be'er, we will not drink the water of our be'er, but rather we will buy everything from you. V'derech ha'melech nelech, we will go like the way of the king, not allowing our animals to veer off the road to the right or to the left. Ad asher na'avar gevulecho, until we pass through and pass by your borders. And although HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not command Klal Yisrael to offer Sichon an option of peacefully allowing Klal Yisrael to pass through their land, still Klal Yisrael did offer Sichon the option of peace. And the Mefarshim ask that it's mashma from the Pasuk that if Sichon would have accepted this peaceful option that Klal Yisrael was offering to them, Klal Yisrael would not have killed them. How is this possible? The Emori are part of the Zion Umois, the seven nations, which Klal Yisrael are mechuyev to kill, like the Pasuk says, Loisechaya kol neshama, do not allow any soul from the Zion Umois to live. So how would they allow the Emori to stay alive if they were willing to accept the option of peace? And the Be'er Yitzchok answers that Tosfos in Gittin, Perek HaShaleach, says that this Isser of Loisechaya kol neshama only applied after Klal Yisrael crossed over the Yarden. However, before they crossed over the Yarden, they had the option of making peace even with the Zion Umos. And that's why they would have been able to allow Emori to stay alive. And Sefer HaKsava HaKabbalah asks that we find two differences between what was said to Melech Edom in Perek Chof, Posuk, Yud Zion, and what was said over here to the king of Emori. First of all, the word No is used when speaking to Melech Edom. Please let us go through your land. However, No is not used when speaking to Sichon Melech HaEmori. And secondly, to Melech Edom they spoke in the plural, Nabra No Va'artzecho, let us go through your land. However, to Sichon it is in the singular, Ebra Va'artzecho, let me pass through your land. The Ksav HaKabbalah answers that Klal Yisrael was not allowed to attack Edom. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Devarim, Ki Yerusha La'esav Nosati Es Har Seir, an inheritance to Esav have I given Har Seir. Therefore their hands were tied, and they had to be politically correct when speaking to Edom. That's why they spoke politely to them and said, No, let us please go through your land. Also they spoke in the plural, Nabra No Ba'artzecho, let us go through, as if to say, you don't have to fear us, because we are not a united group. We are in the plural, many different individuals who cannot fight together. However, against Sichon, they were allowed to wage war, and they therefore did not say no. They did not say please, because they did not have to be politically correct with them. And they also spoke B'loshin Yachid, in the singular, let me pass through, as if to say, you should be afraid of us, because we are a united group. And the Pasuk continues, V'loy nosan Sichon es Yisrael avor b'gvuloy, and Sichon did not allow Klal Yisrael to pass through its borders. And the reason why Sichon did not allow them to pass through is because Sichon used to collect taxes from the kings of Canaan as payment for Sichon guarding the eastern side of Canaan and not allowing any armies to pass through the land of Sichon in order to attack Canaan from the east. And now when Klal Yisrael said that they wanted to pass through the land of Emori in order to attack Canaan, they said, we are getting paid for this. How can we let you pass through? And that's why they did not allow Yisrael to pass through their borders. Vayesoy Sichon es kol amoy, and Sichon gathered his whole nation. Vayetze likras Yisrael, and he came out towards Klal Yisrael, Hamidbara, into the Midbar. Vayova Yotza, and he came to a place called Yotza. Vayilochem bi Yisrael, and over there he fought with Klal Yisrael. And Rashi tells us that this was a tremendous nes, that Sichon left his tremendously fortified city of Cheshbon to fight in the Midbar. Because if Sichon would have remained in Cheshbon, it would have been much harder for Klal Yisrael to fight against Sichon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this idea into the minds of the people of Emori to leave their cities and come to fight in the Midbar. Vayakehu Yisrael lefi chorev, and Klal Yisrael hit them with the edge of the sword. Vayirash es artzai, and Klal Yisrael took possession of their land. Me'arnoin, from Arnoin in the south, ad Yabok, until Yabok in the north, ad b'nei Amon, all the way until the country of Amon. Ki az gvul b'nei Amon, they could not attack Amon because the border of Amon was strong. And Rashi tells us that the strength of Ammon was not that they were too strong for Klal Yisrael to fight against them, but rather the strength of Ammon was the warning of Hashem, because Hashem warned Klal Yisrael that they should not fight against Ammon, and therefore they only went up to the border of Ammon and stopped over there. Vayikach Yisrael eis kol ha'orim o'ele, and Klal Yisrael took all these cities. Vayeshev Yisrael b'chol orei ha'emori, and Klal Yisrael lived in all the cities of Emori. B'cheshbon, in the city of Cheshbon, uvechol benoiseho, and all of its suburbs. Ki Cheshbon ir Sichon melech ha'emori hi, because Cheshbon was the city of Sichon, the king of Emori. V'hu nilcham, and Sichon fought the melech Moav Harishon with the first king of Moav. Vayikach es kol arto miyodei ad Arnon, and Sichon took all the land of Moav from Moav's possession, all the way south until Arnon. And the Pasuk is telling us that the area where Klal Yisrael settled right now originally belonged to Moav. And if this belonged to Moav, Klal Yisrael would not have been able to settle there, because Klal Yisrael was not allowed to wage war against Moav. It was only since Sichon took over this land from Moav, when they had a war against Moav, now it belonged to Sichon, and now Klal Yisrael was able to take it away from Sichon. So in essence, Sichon purified this land for Klal Yisrael, because as long as it belonged to Moav, they would not have been able to settle there, and now that it belonged to Sichon, they were able to take it away from Sichon. And the Pasuk tells us now that when Sichon fought this war against Moav, they were not so confident that they would be able to be victorious over Moav, and they therefore hired Bilam and his father Baor to curse Moav. And the Pasuk says, Al Kain, concerning this war that Sichon had with Moav, Yomru HaMoshlim, the poets said, which is referring to Bilam and Baor, Boyu Cheshbon, come to Cheshbon, Tibonev Sichonin ir Sichon, because it will be built and established as becoming the city of Sichon. Ki Eish Yotza mi Cheshbon, because a fire had come out from Cheshbon after Sichon will capture Cheshbon. Lehova, a flame, Mikirya Sichon, from the city of Sichon. Ochla, or Moav, it will consume Or, which was the name of the area of Moav. Bale Bomois Arnon, the masters of the heights of Arnon. Oy lecha Moav, woe to you Moav, who will be given over to Sichon. Ovarata, you have become lost. Am the nation Kemoish that serves the Avodah Zorah, called Kemoish. Nosan Bonov Pelatim, he has given the children of Moav as fugitives. Uvenoisav, and the daughters of Moav, Bashvis, as captives. Lemelech Emori Sichon, to the king of Emori, whose name is Sichon. Vanirom, and their authority, Ovad, was lost, Cheshbon from Cheshbon, Ad, it was removed, Divoin from Divoin, Vanashim, and we laid waste to them, Ad Noifach, until the place called Noifach, Asher Ad Medva, which is near Medva. Vayeshev Yisrael Be'eretu Amori, and Klal Yisrael settled in the land of Amori. And Tzipporna says that this pasuk is really a recap of what was said earlier, because we said earlier that the only reason why Klal Yisrael was able to settle in this area was because Sichon took away this land from Moav, and it became the land of Sichon. And that's what the Pasuk says, that the area where Klal Yisrael settled was Be'eret HaMori. This was the land of Amori, and not the land of Moav anymore. Vayishlach Moshe l'ragalis Yazer, and Moshe sent spies to spy on the city Yazer. And Targum Yonison ben Uziel says that the two spies were Pinchas and Kolev ben Yefuneh. Vayilkedu b'noiseho, and these two spies captured its suburbs. Vayeresh eso Amori ashasham, and they chased out the Amori that lived over there. Vayifnu, and they turned, vayalu, and they went up derech haboshon, on the way to Boshon. Vayetze oig melech haboshon likrosom, and oig, the king of Boshon, came out toward them, hu v'chol amoi, he and his whole nation, lamelchomo, to wage a war, edrei, in a place called edrei. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Al tira oisai, do not fear oig, ki viyodcha, because in your hand nosati oisai have I given him, ves kol amoi ves artoi, and his whole nation and his land, v'osiso loi, and you will do to him, kasher osiso, just like you did l'sichoy melech ha'emori, to Sichon the king of Emori, asher yoshe b'cheshbon, who lived in Cheshbon. And from the fact that Hashem had to tell Moshe that he should not fear oig, it is mashma that Moshe did fear oig. Why was Moshe afraid of Oig Melech HaBoshon? And Rashi tells us, because Moshe was afraid of the schus that Oig had for telling Avram that the four kings captured Lot. And although it was for selfish reasons that Oig told Avram this piece of information, because he figured that Avram would wage war against the four kings and Avram would die, and then Oig would be able to marry Avram's wife, Sarah, nonetheless, this is considered a schus for Oig. Since good resulted from this act and it led to Lot's rescue, it is considered a zechus for Oig, and this was the schus that Moshe was afraid of. Vayaku Oisoi, and Klal Yisrael hit Oig, ves Bonov and his children, ves Kol Amoi and his whole nation, ad Bilti Hishrolai Sarid, until there was no survivor left. Vayirshu es Artsoi, and they took possession of his land. Vayisu Bnei Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael traveled, Vayachanu, and they camped, Ba'arvois Moyov, in the plains of Moyov, Me'evili Yardain, on the opposite side of the Yardain, on the east side of the Yardain, Yerechoi, opposite Yerichoi. Because Yerichoi was in Eretz Yisrael on the west side of the Yarden, and Klal Yisrael were now on the east side of the Yarden, opposite Yerichoi, in the area of Arvois Moav. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayishlach Yisrael Malochim, and Klal Yisrael sent messengers to Sichon Melech HaMori. Frank Rashi, Uvamokim Acher, and in another place, Toile HaShlichos B'Moshe. The Pasuk attributes the Shlichos, the sending of these messengers, to Moshe. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Devarim, Vo'eshlach, and I, Moshe, sent Malochim messengers, Mibibar Kedemois, from Midbar Kedemois, to Sichon Melech HaMori. So we see over there that the Pasuk attributes the sending of the messengers to Moshe, and over here it attributes the sending of the messengers to Klal Yisrael. V'chein, and a similar kasha, we can ask concerning the messengers sent to Melech Edom. As the Pasuk said earlier, Vayishlach Moshe Malochim Mikodesh El Melech Edom. It was Moshe who sent messengers from Kodesh to the king of Edom. However, Uvi Yiftach, by Yiftach Hu Omer, it says, in Shoftim, Vayishlach Yisrael Malochim El Melech Edom. It was Klal Yisrael who sent the Malochim to Melech Edom. So was it Klal Yisrael or was it Moshe? Zok Rashi, Aksuv Mahalolu Tzrichim Zelozeh. These psukim need each other. Zeh Noel. If it would only say one of them, it would close up the issue because we would not get the full picture. V'zeh poseach. However, the second one opens up the picture and lets us understand what it means. Shemoshe hu Yisrael, v'Yisrael hei Moshe. That Moshe is Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is Moshe. Lo melechot, to teach you, shenosi ha-deror hu kechol hador. That the nasi of the dor, the leader of the generation, is like the whole generation. Ki ha-nasi hu ha-koil. The nasi is everybody. So really, it was Moshe who sent the messengers. However, when Moshe does something, it is as if all of Klal Yisrael did it, because the Nasi of the Dor represents the whole generation. Zok Rashi, Ebo Ba'artzecho, let me pass through your land. Afal Pishulein Itztavu Liftoyach Lohem B'Sholoim, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not command Klal Yisrael to open toward Sichon peacefully, Bikshu Mehem Sholem, still Klal Yisrael looked to make peace with Sichon. Sichon did not allow Klal Yisrael to pass through, because all the kings of Canaan would pay taxes to Sichon, because Sichon would watch for them, that armies would not pass through his land in order to attack them from the east. Since Klal Yisrael said, I will pass through your land and attack Canaan, Amar lahem, Sichon said to them, my whole purpose of living here is to protect them from you. And you're telling me that you want to pass through my land to attack them? No, I will not let you go through. And Sichon came out towards Klal Yisrael into the Midbar. If the city of Cheshbon would have been full of flies, Ein kol beria yecholu lekavsho. Still, no creature would be able to capture it, because Cheshbon was such a fortified city. Vim hoya Sichon bekfar cholosh, and if this mighty warrior Sichon would have been in a weak village, Ein kol adam yecholu lekavsho. Still, no person would be able to capture him, because he was such a mighty warrior. The Kolshkein, and all the more so, ilu hoya beCheshbon, if this mighty warrior Sichon would be in this fortified city of Cheshbon. So why did they leave Cheshbon? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Mo ani matriach al bonai kol zois, lotzur al kol ir ve'ir. Why should I bother my children to such an extent to lay siege on each city separately? Nosen belev kol anshei mechomo. Hashem put in the hearts of the soldiers of the war, lotzeis min hayoreis, to leave their city, v'nitzkabsu kulam l'makim echor, and they all gathered in one place in the city of Yotza, misham naflu, and over there they fell, u'misham holchu Yisrael el ha'orim, and from there Klal Yisrael went to the cities, v'ein amid l'negdom, there was nobody to fight against them, ki ein shamish, because there were no men in the cities, el anoshim metaf, only women and small children. And they did not fight with Amon, ki az gvul b'nei Amon, because the border of Amon was strong. Umao chezkoi, and what was the strength of Amon? Hasrosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the warning of Hashem, she'omar lehem, who said to Klal Yisrael, al tetzureim, do not distress Amon. And they lived in Cheshbon and Benoseho, kfar masmuchim lo, the villages that were near Cheshbon. V'hu nilcham, and Sichon fought with the first king of Moab. Lama hutrich lekosev, why does the Pasuk have to write this? Lefisha nemar, because the Pasuk says, al totar es Moab, do not distress Moab, do not bother Moab, the Cheshbon mishel Moab hoisa, and Cheshbon was originally the city of Moab. Kosaf lonu, therefore the Pasuk tells us, she Sichon lokcha mehem, that Sichon took this land away from Moab. Va'al yodoi tohar ol Yisrael, and through Sichon it became purified for Klal Yisrael to take it. Miyodoi, Sichon took it mirushusai from the possession of Moab. Al Kain, al oitzei milchama, concerning this war, shel milcham Sichon b'Moab, that Sichon waged war against Moab, yomu ha-moshlim, the poets said, Bilam, shenema boi v'yisa mesholei. Bilam was called the Moshel, the poet, because he always said a moshel, like the Pasuk says, v'yisa mesholei, and he started his moshel. Ha-moshlim, it says poets in the plural, because there were two, Bilam u-ba'or, Bilam and his father Be'or, the Haim Amru, and they said, Boyu Cheshbon, come to Cheshbon, Shalaihoya Sichon Yachal Chavsha, because Sichon was not able to capture Moab. The Holach Usochar as Bilam Lekalloi, and he went and hired Bilam to curse Moab. Vezehu Sha'omar Bolok, and that's why Bolok said, Ki Yodati, because I know, Esa Shetevoyroch, Mevoyroch, Vasher Ta'ar, you are. The ones that you bench are benched, and the ones you curse are cursed. Balak, the king of Moab, told Bilam that I personally know that the ones that you curse are cursed, because you cursed my nation, Moab, and we lost the war against Sichon. Zakrashi, Tibone v'sikoinein Cheshbon b'shem Sichon. The city of Cheshbon will be built and established under the new name of Sichon, Liois Eroi, to become his city. Ki eish yotzmi Cheshbon, because a fire has come out from Cheshbon, mishakavsha Sichon, after Sichon had captured it, Ochla Or Moav, and it consumed Or Moav. Shem Oisa Medina, the name of that area, Kari Or, was called Or, Beloshin Ivri in Hebrew, Ulechoyas Beloshin Arami, and it was called Lechoyas in Aramaic. Or Moav, Or Shal Moav, the area called Or that was in Moav. Oilecha Moav, woe to you Moav, Shekilloyes Moav, because they cursed Moav, Sheyimsiru Biyodoi, that Moav will be given over into the hands of Sichon. Ovarato am Kemoish, you have become lost, the nation of Kemoish. Who was Kemoish? Shem Elohe Moav, the name of the god of Moav. And the Pasuk says, Nosan Bonov Pelatim, he has given the children of Moav as fugitives. The Pasuk does not say who has given. Zagrashi Nosan Hanoisein, the giver. The Pasuk does not specify who the giver is. And this giver has given as Banov Shal Moav, the children of Moav, to be platim, nosim uplatim mecherev, fugitives from the sword. That's Benoisav, and he has given the daughters of Moav, Bashvis, to be captives. Vaniram Ovad, Malchus Shalahem, their authority and their rulership was lost from them. Ovad Cheshbon Adivoin, Malchus Va'oil, Shehoyel Moav, the rulership and the yoke that Moav had b'Cheshbon, Ovad, they lost Misham from there. V'chein, and also Ad Divoin, it was removed from Divoin. Targum Shel Sar, the Targum of the word Sar, which means to remove, is Ad. So Ad means to remove. Ad Divoin, it was removed from Divoin. Kiloimar, Sar near mi Divoin, their rulership was removed from Divoin. Near Lashem Malchus, near is an expression of Malchus, of rulership, v'oil, and a yoke. Umemshelas ish, and the rulership of a person. Kimoi, like the Pasuk says, Leman hayois nir leDavid abdi, in order that there should be a rulership for David, my servant. Zok Rashi vanashim ad noifach, and we laid waste to them until noifach. Shindugusha, the shin has a dogish, a dot in it, because it is replacing a missing letter, namely the second mem in the word. Lashon shemama, because it's coming from the word shemama with two mems, which means desolate. Kach yomru ha-moshlim. So did the moshlim say, vanashim oisam, and we laid waste to them, we made them desolate. Ad noifach, until noifach. Hishminum ad noifach, we laid waste to them until the area called noifach. Vayishlach Moshe l'ragalas Yazer, and Moshe sent messengers to spy on Yazer. Hamaragdim lachduhu, the spies themselves captured Yazer. Amru, they said, Lenasa Korishonim, we will not do like the first Meraglim, but right away we will take action and destroy the people of Yazer. We have confidence in the power of Moshe's tefillah to wage war ourselves against Yazer. And Hashem told Moshe, Al tira oisai, do not fear oik, Shehoya Moshe yori li lochem, because Moshe was afraid to fight with oik, Shema tamad lo yizuchos shel Avram, because maybe the merit of the favor he did for Avram would save him against Moshe. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayovoi ha-polit, and the fugitive came, Hu oik shepolit min orifoyim, this is oik who escaped from the rest of the giants, Shehiku Gdol Omer v'chaverov, that Gdol Omer and his friends destroyed Ba'ashtaroiz Kanaim in Ashtaroiz Kanaim. Shinema, like the Pasuk says, Rak Oig Melech HaBoshon Nishar Miyeser HaRefoyim. Only Oig Melech HaBoshon was left over from the remaining Refoyim. All the other giants were killed by Gdol Omer and Chaverov and his friends. However, Oig was saved from this battle. And Oig came to Avram, and he told Avram that Loit was captured. And because of this schus that he told Avram about the capturing of Loit, Moshe was afraid, and therefore Hashem had to tell Moshe, do not fear Oig, don't worry about this schus. Rashi over here is learning that when the Pasuk says, Vayovei ha-polit, and the polit came, it is referring to Oig who was saved from the war. However, Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha tells us another pshat, that ha-polit is referring to Oig who was saved from the mabul. Because we know that Oig Melech HaBoshon was not destroyed with the rest of the world during the Mabul, but rather he was on the outside of the Teva and hung on to the Teva and was not killed. And Dasa Kenan Mibali HaToisvis asks, based on the Gemara in Nida that says that Oig Melech HaBoshon and Sichon Melech HaMori were brothers. And he asks, Bishlam, we find that Oig was saved from the Mabul. However, where do we find that Sichon was saved from the Mabul? If they were brothers, they both had to be saved. And Dasa Kenim answers that Oig was born before the Mabul, and his mother was pregnant with Sichon at the time of the Mabul. And she went and married one of Noach's sons. And while they were in the Teva, Sichon was born. So it comes out that Oig was saved while being outside the Teva. However, Sichon was saved because he was inside the Teva. And although, according to the Pashup Shad in the Psukim in Parshas Noach, 8 people entered the Teva, Noach, Shem, Chom, and Yofes, and all of their wives, and 8 people came out of the Teva. However, according to this pshat, 8 went in, however 9 came out, because Sichon was the addition on the way out. Zokt Rashi, Vayaku Oisoi, and they killed Oig. Rashi says, actually, Moshe Hargoi, Moshe killed Oig. Kedeisa Bebrachis, Beharoya. Like the Gemara says, in Masechta Brachis, in Perik Haroya. Okar Tura Bar Tlosa Parsi, Oig picked up a mountain 3 parsa long, and he raised it over his head with intention to drop it on Klal Yisrael. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought ants that made a hole in the rock, and the mountain slipped over his head. Then his teeth grew long, and he was not able to pick the mountain off his head. Moshe, who was 10 amas tall, then took an axe that was 10 amas long, and Moshe jumped 10 amas, and he struck Oig on the ankle and killed him. And that's what the Pasuk means when it says, Vayaku Oisoi, that Moshe actually killed Oig by himself. Parshas Balak. Vayar Balak ben Tzippor, and Balak the son of Tzippor saw, Eis kol asher osu Yisroel lo Emori, everything that Klal Yisroel did to the 2 kings of Emori, to Sichon and Oig. And Balak told his nation Moav, these 2 kings, Sichon and Oig, which we placed so much confidence in to protect us, they were not able to stand up before Klal Yisrael. How much more so, we who are weaker than them will definitely fall to the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, Vayogor Moav Mipnei Ha'om Me'oi, And Moav was very afraid of this nation, Klal Yisrael, Kiravhu, because there were many. And the Mizrahi explains that Kiravhu does not actually mean that they were afraid of Klal Yisrael because there were so many people, since a large army would not have frightened Moav, because they could have hired the Malchi Canaan, the kings of Canaan, to help them fight against Klal Yisrael. Their fear was, since they saw the war against Sichon Va'og, where Klal Yisrael did not even lose one soldier, Kiravhu, there remained many, they did not lose anybody in the war. So they saw that Klal Yisrael were victorious in an unnatural way, Shelo Kederech Ha'aretz, and that caused them to fear Klal Yisrael, Kiravhu, because they remained many. Vayokotz Moav Mipnei Bnei Yisrael, and Moav became disgusted in their own lives because of the Bnei Yisrael. And one has to understand in this pasuk why, when the pasuk says Vayogor Moav and Moav was afraid, it says Mipnei Ha'om, because of the nation. However, when it says Vayokotz Moav and Moav was disgusted, it says Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. It does not say Om, it says the Bnei Yisrael. Va'ayin in the Arachayim and the Malbum, the Hemek Dover and the Kliyokor, that all discuss this diuk. And the pasuk says Vayomer Moav, and Moav said El Ziknei Midyon, to the elders of Midyon. And since the pasuk does not say Vayomer Moav al Midyon, that Moav said to Midyon, but rather El Ziknei Midyon, to the elders of Midyon, so we see from here that Moav was seeking advice from the elders of Midyon. And Moav thought that the best way to overcome Klal Yisrael was to understand their leader Moshe. And they figured, since Moshe was raised in Midyon, as we saw earlier in Parsha Shemois, when Moshe ran away from Paroi, he ran to Midyon and was raised in Midyon. So the ones who would understand Moshe Rabbeinu the most were the people of Midyon, where Moshe was raised. And therefore, they sent messengers to the elders of Midyon, saying, Ato now, Yelachachu HaKoholas Kol Svivoy Seinu. This congregation is chewing up all our surroundings. Kilchoy Chashor Es Yerek HaSodeh. The same way that an ox chews up the greenery of the field, and just like an ox chews up the Yerek HaSodeh by pulling out the roots, so there is no Simin Bracha, there is no blessing left to it, so too Klal Yisrael is uprooting and chewing up our surroundings, just like the Shor, not leaving any Bracha left. And therefore we are asking you, Midyon, what would you say we should do in order to overcome Klal Yisrael? And Midyon said, the power of Moshe Rabbeinu is bepeh, in his mouth. So Moav answered, if that is so, we should also come against Klal Yisrael with someone whose power is in his mouth. And that's why they hired Bilam ben Baor to curse Klal Yisrael. And the Mefarshim discuss, what exactly was Moav's fear of Klal Yisrael? The Mefarshim say that Moav was not afraid that Klal Yisrael would destroy Moav, because Hashem already told Klal Yisrael, Al totar es Moav va'al tiskar ba milchama, that you shall not wage war against Moav. So Moav knew that Klal Yisrael would not attack them, and they actually saw that with their own eyes, because when Klal Yisrael sent a message to Moav if they can pass through Moav's land, and Moav turned them down, Klal Yisrael did not attack Moav, but rather just turned away and went around Moav. So Moav saw that Klal Yisrael would not attack them, so they really were not afraid that Klal Yisrael would kill them and attack them. So what was their fear? Rashi in Parshas Matis, Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Beis, tells us that Moav was afraid that Klal Yisrael would take their money. The Ayin also in Rashi, Parshas Vayera, Perik Yotes, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, that says that although Klal Yisrael was not allowed to attack Moav, Avolet Tzar on Mutter, they were allowed to pain and cause tzar to them. So either Moav was afraid of losing their money, or Moav was afraid that Klal Yisrael would be mitzar them. But they were not afraid of Klal Yisrael killing them. And the Das Akenim Mibali HaToysvah says that this is very meduyik in our pasuk, because the pasuk says, Ato yelachachu akohol es kol svivoy seinu. Now this congregation will chew up our surroundings. They were only worried about Klal Yisrael destroying svivoy seinu, our surroundings. However, they were not worried about they themselves getting killed. And the pasuk continues, Ubolok ben Tzipor melech lemoyav bo'ezahi. And Bolok, the son of Tzipor, was the king of Moav at that time. What does the pasuk mean by telling us bo'ezahi at that time? Rashi explains that really Bolok was not fit to become king of Moav. He was minesichei Midyon, from the princes of Midyon. However, since Sichon was killed, and Sichon was the ruler over Moav, so now Moav needed a ruler. So they chose somebody from Midyon, whose name was Bolok, to become their leader temporarily. That's why it says that he was Melech Lemoyav Bo'esahi at that time. It was only a temporary leadership. And the Maskil of David explains that according to this pshat, it is very good why the parsha does not start off introducing Balak as being the king of Moab. The pasuk should have said, "Vayar Balak ben Tzippor," and Balak, the son of Tzippor, saw who was Balak ben Tzippor, Melech Moab, the king of Moab. Why does it wait until pasuk Dalet to tell us that Balak was the king of Moab? According to this Rashi, it's very good because Balak was not really a typical king of Moab. He was only a temporary king placed in this position temporarily because of the necessity of the hour, because of the death of Sichon. And the pasuk continues, based on the advice of Midyan, Balak decided to hire Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. Vayishlach malachim el Bilam ben Ba'or. And Balak sent messengers to Bilam the son of Ba'or, Pisaira. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in the word Pisaira. According to the first pshat, the hay of Pisaira is not part of the word, but rather the hay at the end is like a lamed in the beginning. Pisaira is like saying Lip Pisar, and Pisar was a name of a place, and the pasuk is saying that Balak sent messengers to Bilam. Where did Bilam live? In Pisar, Asher al Hanahor, which was near Nahar Peros. Rashi's second pshat is that the word Pisaira is an Aramaic word which means shulchan, a table. It can also mean shulchani, a money changer. And the pasuk is saying over here that Bilam was like a money changer. Just like a money changer, people rushed to give this person money, so too, by Bilam, all the kings rushed to bring him letters in order to ask his advice on different matters. Asher al-Hanahor, Bilam lived near Nahar Peros, Eretz b'nei Amoy, the land of the people of his nation, the land of the people of Balak's nation, which means that Balak also used to live in that area where Bilam lived. As a matter of fact, many years earlier, Bilam said in Nevuah that Balak was destined to become king. Likroi loy, to call him, and Rashi tells us that Balak told Bilam that the kriya, the calling of this venture, loy, will be for his own benefit because he will have a tremendous monetary gain by cursing Klal Yisrael. Lamar, the message was saying, Hine, behold, Am Yotzo mi Mitzrayim, a nation has gone out of Mitzrayim. And if you will ask, why does that bother me if they went out of Mitzrayim? Hine chisos ena oret. Behold, they have covered the eyes of the land. They have destroyed the watchers of the land. Sichon en oik. V'hu yoshev mimuli. And now they have settled mimuli. The simple meaning means opposite me. However, Rashi says, since mimuli is not written with a vav, it is not written with a vav between the mem and the lamed, it does not mean mul, opposite, but rather it means, from the lashon oidecha ki amilam, it means that they will cut me off, they will cut me down. V'hu yoshev, and they have settled mimuli, near me and ready to cut me down. V'ato, and now, l'chono orali es omazeh, please go and curse this nation for me, ki otzum hu mimeni, because they are stronger than me. Ulai uchal, maybe this way I will be able to nakeboy, hit them, va'agorashenu mina oretz, and chase them out of this land. Ki odati, because I know, es asher tevorech mevorech, the ones who you bench are benched, va'asher tar, you are, and the ones who you curse, Bilam, are cursed. I know this from the fact that you were hired by Sichon to curse Moav, and through your curse, Moav was defeated by Sichon. So therefore I know the ones who you bench are benched, and the ones who you curse are cursed. And that is why I am hiring you now to curse Klal Yisrael. And Rashi points out in the pasuk on the words Ulai Uchal Nakeboy that the pasuk starts out in the singular, Ulai Uchal, maybe I will be able to, and then switches off to the Lashon Rabim, to the plural, Nakeboy, we will be able to hit Klal Yisrael. And therefore Rashi says two pshatim. His first pshat is that Nake means we will be able to hit. And the reason why it starts in the singular and switches to the plural, because the pasuk means, Ulai Uchal, maybe I will be able to be successful in hiring Bilam, and then Nakeboy, we will be able to hit Klal Yisrael. We, meaning I, Balak, and my nation Moav together, will be able to hit Klal Yisrael. Rashi's second pshat is that Nake does not mean we will hit, but rather it comes from the word Menake, to diminish and to deduct. Ulai uchal, maybe I will be able to nakeboy, diminish this nation, make them fewer, and then va'agarashenu min ha'oretz, I will be successful in chasing them out of the land. The Netziv in Sefer HaMikdavar is bothered by the lashon of this pasuk. Why does the pasuk say es asher tevorech mevoyroch? It should really say es asher tevorech yevoyroch. Just like the pasuk says va'asher ta'or, you are, and the ones that you will curse, you are, will be cursed in the future. So too, it should say, Eis asher tevorech, the ones that you bench, yivorech, shall become benched. Why does it say mivorech, which means they are already benched. Why does it use the past Lashon? And the Netziv answers that really Bilam did not have the power to bless somebody. He only had the power to curse. However, he was able to fool people into thinking that he was able to bench somebody also. How did he do that? Because he looked through his astrology into the stars, and he saw that certain people had a very good mazel. And he would go over to these people, and he would bench them. And when they would see that good mazel, good fortune was coming upon them, they would think that it was because of the bracha of Bilam. However, they did not realize that this was already destined to come upon them even from before. And Balak knew this. He knew that Bilam did not have the power to bench. And that's why he said, Esa shetivarech, the ones who you bench, mevarech, have been already benched. You did not make them have good mazel. They were already benched before you benched them. It's only v'asher ta'ar, the ones who you curse, you are, will become cursed. And that's why I am not asking you to bench me because your bracha is worthless, but rather I am asking you to curse Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, Vayelchu ziknei Moav veziknei Midyan. So the elders of Moav and the elders of Midyan went together, ukisamim biyadam, with charms in their hands. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in the words ukisamim biyadam. According to Rashi's first pshat, both Moav and Midyan went to Bilam, ukisamim biyadam, with charms in their hands. They were afraid that when they come before Bilam, Bilam will say, I can't curse Klal Yisrael now. I don't have my materials and my tools of witchcraft with me. Therefore, both Ziknei Moav and Ziknei Midyan came to Bilam, uksamim biyadam, with their charms and all the material they need for magic in their hands. This way, Bilam will not be able to say that I do not have my material with me. Rashi's second shot is, uksamim biyadam is referring only to Midyan. Midyan went with a charm and a sign in their hands, and they said, this is the sign that will show if we will be successful. If Bilam will come with us right away, that will be a good sign. However, if Bilam will not come right away and he will delay his coming with us, that will be a sign that we will not be successful, and therefore we plan on leaving. And that's why we see when Bilam said, Linu Pai Halaylo, sleep overnight, Midyan took this as a bad omen and a bad sign, and that's why the pasuk ends off, Vayeshvu Sari Moav in Bilam, only the Sari Moav remained, the Sari Midyan left, because this was the sign that they took along, that if Bilam does not come immediately, we will not be successful. Vayavoyu el Bilam, and the Ziknei Moav and the Ziknei Midyan came to Bilam, Vayedabu Elav Divrei Balak, and they spoke to Bilam the words of Balak. Vayomer Alehem, and Bilam said to them, Linu Fai Halayla, sleep overnight over here. Vashivoisi Eschem Davar, and I will return word to you, Kashi Yedaber Hashem Elai, what Hashem will tell me. Maybe Hashem will not allow me to go with you, because it is not respectful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow me to go with you, only with officers who are greater than you. Vayeshvu Sari Moav in Bilam, and the Sari Moav waited with Bilam. However, the Sari Midyan took this as a bad sign, and therefore they left. Vayavoy Elohim el Bilam, and Hashem came to Bilam at night. Vayomer, and he said, Miho anoshim ho'ele imach, who are these people with you? And obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew who these people were. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wanted to give room for Bilam to make a mistake. And this way Bilam would be able to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not know everything, and therefore I will be able to curse Klal Yisrael at a time that Hashem is unaware. Vayomer Bilam el ho'elekim, and Bilam said to Hashem, Balak ben Tzipor melech Moav sholach eloi. Balak, the son of Tzipor, the king of Moav, sent this message to me. And Bilam stressed that the king of Moav sent this message to me, because he wanted to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that although I may not seem important in your eyes, however, kings consider me important and send their messages to me. And the message that Balak sent was, Hinei ha'om hayotzei mi Mitzrayim, behold this nation that came out of Mitzrayim, vayachas esein ha'oreth, they covered the eyes of the land, they destroyed Sichon and Og, Ato now, l'cho kovali oisai, go and curse them for me. Ulai uchali hilochim boy, maybe I will be able to fight with them, the gerashtim, and drive them away. And Rashi points out that there are two differences between what Bilam quoted Balak as saying and what Balak actually said in Pasuk Vav. Because Balak actually said, l'cho na orali es omazeh, go curse this nation for me with a lashon of ora, which is not as strong of a curse. However, Bilam said, L'cha kavali oisai, curse them with a lashon of kava, which is a more explicit curse. And also, Balak said in Pasuk Vav, V'agarashenu min ha'oretz, and I will chase them out of the land. However, Bilam said, V'gerashtim, and he does not mention min ha'oretz, which means I would like to drive them out of this world and kill them. And Rashi says that from here we see that Bilam wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael even more than Balak. And that's why he said, V'gerashtiv, and I will chase them out of this world, while Balak only said, V'agorashenu min ha'oretz, I will chase them out of this land. V'yomer elikim el Bilam, and Hashem answered Bilam and said, Lo seylech imohem, you shall not go with them, do not go with the Ziknei Moav and Ziknei Midyan. So Bilam said, okay, I understand that you do not want me to go there and curse them together with Balak, because my curse together with Balak's curse will be very powerful. However, let me curse them from here, and it will only be me alone cursing them. On that Hashem says, Lo sa'ares ha'om, do not curse them at all, even cursing them by yourself from your place over here. So Bilam then said, so let me bless Klal Yisrael. On that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki baruchu, don't bless them, they do not need your bracha, they are already benched. Loi miduv shayech, veloi miuksayech. Just like we tell the bee, we do not want your sting and we do not want your honey, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bilam, I do not want your brachas nor your curses. And the obvious question is, what did Bilam mean when he said that he would like to bench Klal Yisrael? Did he actually want to give Klal Yisrael a bracha? The Psikta learns that he also had evil intentions with this idea. He figured that if he would bench Klal Yisrael would be so blessed that all the nations would be jealous of Klal Yisrael and give them an ayin hara. And once an ayin hara was upon them, only bad would befall upon them and the nations would be able to attack them. So even when he was saying that he would like to bless Klal Yisrael, he also meant it as a curse for Klal Yisrael. I would just like to mention at this point an interesting shot from the Pe'er Aharon, who says what the significance of the name Bilam was. According to Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, Bilam was notorious for 4 attempts to destroy Klal Yisrael. First of all, he was Lavanu Arami, who wanted to destroy our forefather Yaakov. The second time was, he advised Pari and Mitzrayim to torture Klal Yisrael. The third time was, he was the one who incited Amalek to declare war against the Yidden. And the fourth time was in this parasha, upon Balak's imitation, he came to curse Klal Yisrael. The name Bilam is an acronym for these 4 attempts. The Bay stands for Balak in this parasha. The Lamed is Lavan. Ayin is Amalek. And the Mem is Mitzrayim. Zok Rashi from the beginning of the parasha. Vayar Balak ben Tzipor, and Balak, the son of Tzipor, saw Eis Klal Asher Osu Yisrael, what Klal Yisrael did lo emori to emori. Omar Balak said to Moav, Elu shnei melochim shehayinu betuchim aleihem, these 2 kings, which we had a lot of confidence in them to protect us, le'omdu b'fneihem, they did not stand up before Klal Yisrael. Anu os alachas kama v'kama, how much more so will we fall to Klal Yisrael? Lefikach, therefore, vayogar Moav, Moav was afraid of Klal Yisrael. Vayogar loshen moira, it is an expression of fear. K'moi, like the pasuk says, guru lochem, fear for yourselves. Vayokotz Moav, and Moav became disgusted. Katsu b'chayehem, they were disgusted with their own lives. K'moi katsi v'chayai, just like Rivka said when she saw the wives of Esau, she said, katsi v'chayai, I have become disgusted with my own life. V'hu mikra katsur, and this is an abbreviated pasuk, because the pasuk says, vayokotz Moav, and Moav was disgusted. It does not say what they were disgusted with. Therefore, Rashi adds the word, b'chayehem, they were disgusted with their own lives. And Moav asked advice, el ziknei Midyan, to the elders of Midyan. Frek Rashi, v'haloi me'olam, hoyu soinen zezeh, didn't they always hate each other? Weren't they always enemies? Shenemar, like the pasuk says, hamake es Midyan b'stei Moav. Moav was constantly hitting Midyan in the fields of Moav. Sheba'u Midyan al Moav l'mechama. Midyan came to Moav to attack Moav. Zok Rashi, ela me'yirosin shel Yisrael, because of their fear of Klal Yisrael, Asu Sholem Beinehem, they made peace between themselves. Because of their common enemy Klal Yisrael, they made peace. Umaro Moav Litol Eitzah Midyan, and what did Moav see to ask advice from Midyan? Enfred Rashi, Kivin Sheroes Yisrael Noitzchim, Sheloi Kiminaga Ilam, since they saw that Klal Yisrael was being victorious in an extraordinary fashion, Amru, they said, Manhigam shel elu b'midyon niskadil. Their leader Moshe was raised in Midyan. Nishal mehem mamidasai. Let us ask Midyan what is his unique traits. Amru loy, Midyan said back to them, En koichoy elu b'piv. All of his power is in his mouth. Amru, so therefore Moav said, Af anu navi aleim ba'odam shekoichoy b'piv. We will also come against Klal Yisrael with a person whose power is with his mouth. And that is Bilam. And the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael is chewing up our surroundings, Kilchoy Hashor, just like a shor chews up Yerek HaSodeh, Kol Masha Hashor Melachech. Anything that a shor chews, Ein Bo Simen Bracha. It does not have any sign of blessing because it uproots everything with the root. So too, that is the way Klal Yisrael is destroying our surroundings. And the Pasuk says that Balak was the king of Moav Bo'etz Ahi, Lehoya Roy Lamalchus. He was not fit for kingship. Minisiche Midyan Hoya. He was really one of the princes of Midyan. So how did he become king of Moav? Bekivin Shemei Sichon. Since Sichon died, who was the ruler over Moav? Manu Aleim L'Terech Shal. They appointed him to be king over Moav because of the necessity of the hour. It was only a temporary position that he was filling because of the necessity of the hour. Zok Rashi Pesaira, Kishulchani Hazeh, like this money changer, Shakol Meritim Loi Mois, that everybody rushes to him money, Kachol HaMelochim Meritim Loi Igroiseyem, so too the kings rush to Bilam their letters to ask him advice. According to this pshat, the word Pesaira is an Aramaic word which means a shulchan, a table, and it can also mean shulchani, a money changer. However, Ulefi Pshutai, according to the simple meaning Shalmikra of the Pasuk, Kach Shem HaMokoim, this is the name of the place. The name was called Pisar, and the hay at the end is like a lamet in the beginning. And the Pasuk is saying that Balak sent messengers Lipisar to a place called Pisar, and that's where Bilam resided. Eretz Bnei Amoy, the land of the children of his nation. What does the Pasuk mean by his nation? Zagrashi Shel Balak. It was the nation of Balak. Balak originated in that area too. Misham Hoya. Balak also was from that area. Vezehoya Misnabe, and years earlier, Bilam prophesied concerning Balak, va'omerloi, and he said to Balak, Osid ato limloich, you are destined to become king. Ve'imtoimar, and if you will ask, Mipnei ma hishra HaKadosh Baruch Hu shchinase al goy rasha, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu rest his shchina on a goy who is a rasha? Why would he want to rest his shchina on Bilam? On that Rashi answers, Kedei shelo yehei pischem pelu umais loimar, in order that the goyim should not be able to say, Ilu hayolanu neviim chazanu lemutav. If we would have had neviim, we would have done tshuva. And that's why hemed lohem neviim. He gave them neviim. Vehim partu gedera olam. Instead of doing good for them, the neviim caused them to break through the fences of the world. Shebetchila hayo gedurim ba'arayis. Because originally, even the goyim were careful not to be mezanet. Like Rashi says in Parshas Chayesara, Perik Chav Dalet, Pasuk Tezayim. However, Vezeh, this Navi Bilam, Nosan Lohem Eitza, gave them advice, Lahafkar Atzmam Nuznus, to abandon themselves and be Mezana with Klal Yisrael. When Bilam saw that he was not able to curse Klal Yisrael, he figured the only way to cause Klal Yisrael to sin and to cause Klal Yisrael to be punished would be by sending the Bnei Yismayav to be Mezana with them. So through Bilam, the Geder Ha'olam, the fences of the world, were broken down, and even the Goyim started to be Mezana. And the Mefarshim ask that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Nevi'im to the Goyim, they will still have what to complain about. They can still say that if you would have given us a Navi like Moshe, then we would have done tshuva. You only gave us a Navi like Bilam. And in Sefer Mayonah Shel Torah, he brings down a teretz that the Nevi'im given to a nation is only according to the level of that nation. A nation that is on a high level deserves a higher level Navi, and a nation that is on a lower level deserves a lower level Navi. Therefore, Klal Yisrael, who were on such a high level, deserved a Navi like Moshe. However, the Umay Sa'akum, the Goyim, who were on such a low level, only deserved a Navi like Bilam. So they cannot have a Pischon Peh to say that if we were to have a Navi like Moshe, we would have been much better. Because it is your own fault that you don't have a Navi like Moshe. If your level would have been higher, you would have deserved a Navi like Moshe. Klal Yisrael deserved a higher level Navi only because they were a higher level nation. Zok Rashi Likroi Loi to call Bilam, and Rashi is bothered that it is obvious from the next pasuk that Balak wanted to call Bilam. Why does the pasuk have to say Likroi Loi to call him? Therefore, Rashi says Hakriya Sheloi Hoisa Ula Hanosai. The calling to Bilam was for his own benefit. Shehaya Poisik Loi Momoin Harbe, because Balak was offering him a lot of money. Likroi Loi, the kriya was going to be to benefit Bilam because he was to make a lot of money. Am Yotzomi Mitzrayim, a nation has come out of Mitzrayim, v'im toimer, and if you will say, ma mazikecho, how does that harm you? On that the answer is, hinei chitzo es ein ha'oret. Behold, they have covered the eyes of the land. Sichon va'oig, which is referring to Sichon and Oig, shahayu shomer maysanu, who were the ones that protected us, amdu aleihem v'horgum, they stood up against them, and they killed Sichon and Oig. Hu Yoshev Mimuli. So Rashi Chosuk Siv, the word Mimuli is written without a vav. Kroivim Heim Lahachwiseini, they are close to cutting me down. Kemoi, like the Pasuk says in Tilim, Ki Amilam, for I have cut them off. So too over here, Behu Yoshev Mimuli, they are sitting near me and are ready to cut me down. Zok Rashi Nakeboy, we will hit. Aniva Ami Nakebahem, I and my nation together, we will hit them. According to this pshat, nake means we will hit. Davar acher, another pshat is, Lashon Mishnehu. It is an expression used in the Mishnah. Menake loy min adomim, he deducts from the price. Balak was saying, ulai uchal nakeboy, maybe I will be able to diminish them. Zok Rashi lachase mehem ma'at, to diminish their numbers by a few. This way, v'ar goreshenu min ha'oretz, I will be able to chase them out of the land. Kiyodati, because I know that the ones you bench are benched, and the ones you curse are cursed. How did Balak know this? Al yidei melchemes Sichon, through the war of Sichon, she'ezartoi lahakos es Moav, because Bilam helped Sichon destroy Moav by cursing Moav. So therefore I saw that the ones that you cursed, which is Moav, are cursed. Uksamim biyodom, and Ziknei Moav and Ziknei Midyon came with charms in their hands. Kol minei ksamim, they brought all different types of charms to Bilam. In order that Bilam will not be able to say, "En klei tashmishai imi," my tools of witchcraft are not with me. Davar acher, another pshat, kesem zeh notlu biyodom ziknei midyon. This sign, the ziknei midyon took with them. Amru, they said, "Im yavo yimanu ba'pam azois," if Bilam will come with us right away this time, yesh by mamish, then there is substance to what he is saying. Ve'im yidochenu, however, if he pushes us off, ein by toyelas, we do not have what to gain. Lefikach, therefore, kisha'amr lehem linu pai halaylo, when Bilam said to them, sleep overnight, Amru, the people of Midyan said, ein by tikva, there is no hope. Hanichu v'holchu lohem, they left and went. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, v'yeshvu sarei moyav im Bilam. Only the sarei moyav remained with Bilam. Ava zikne Midyan holchu lohem, but the zikne Midyan left because they saw that there was no hope. And there is a ha'ora in this Rashi brought down in the name of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Why Rashi changes his Lashon three times. Rashi starts off that if Bilam comes with us right away, then yesh by mamish, there is substance. And then Rashi goes on to say that if he pushes us off, ein by toyeles, there is no gain. He does not say ein by mamish, but rather he switches to ein by toyeles. And then Rashi goes further, that when Bilam said, linu pay halaylo, then the Bnei Midyan said, ein by tikva, there is no hope. There Rashi does not say mamish, nor does he say te'eles, but he brings in a new word of tikva. So why does Rashi keep on switching from mamish to te'eles to tikva? Zok Rashi, linu pay halaylo, sleep here overnight. Ein ruach hakodesh shara olav ela balaylo, because the ruach hakodesh only rested on Bilam at night. V'chein l'chol nevi'ei umas ha'olam, and so was true by all nevi'im of the goyim, that Hashem only appeared to them at night. V'chein lovam b'chalom alaylo, and Lavan also, Hashem only appeared to him in a dream at night. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayova Elakim El Lavan, and Hashem came to Lavan Ho'arami, Bachalom Halaylo, in a dream at night. Ke'odom Haholech Eitzel Pilakshay Behechove, like a person who comes to have relations with his concubine Behechove secretly. Just like he comes secretly to his Pilegesh, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes secretly to appear to the Nevi'e Umos Ha'akum. He does not really want to appear to them, but since, in order that the goyim should not complain, he appears to them, therefore he comes in a secretive manner. Zok Rashi kashi yidaber Hashem Eloi, I will tell you what Hashem will tell me. Im yam licheni loleches im bnei odom kemoischem, if Hashem will advise me to allow me to go with people like you, then eilech imachem, I will go with you. Shema in kevoidoi, maybe it is not his honor, lesiti, to allow me lahalech to go, ela im sarm gedolim ikem, only with officers that are greater than you. Vayeshvu, Zok Rashi, Loshon Akava, it means that they waited. The Sarei Moav waited with Bilam. Miho Anoshim Ho'ele Imach, Hashem asked Bilam, who are these people with you? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew who these people were. Zok Rashi, Lahatoisei Bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give room for Bilam to make a mistake and to think that Hashem does not know everything. Omar, Bilam said, Pa'omim She'en HaKol Golu Lefano, there are times that not everything is revealed before Hashem. Ein daitei shavolav, his mind is not always equal upon him. He is not always aware of things. Afani era ace, I too will see a time, she'uchel akalel, that I will be able to curse him, v'loyovin, and he will not know, he will not understand. And the Gur Aryeh asks that this Rashi seems to be a contradiction to Rashi in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes, where over there Rashi says, that the reason why Hashem said Miho Anoshim O'Ele Imach was in order to open conversation with Bilam gently and not startle him. So how can Rashi say over here L'hatoisei Bo that he came to trick Bilam? And the Gur Aryeh answers that really both Rashis are true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually said Miho Anoshim O'Ele Imach to open the conversation gently with Bilam in order not to scare him. However, he gave room for Bilam to make a mistake and to understand with this question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not know exactly what's going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu worded his question in an ambiguous way to give Bilam a place to make a mistake. Bilam could have understood this question to mean that Hashem was entering into conversation with him, and that's why he asks, "Who are these men?" However, Bilam did not want to understand it that way. Rather, he understood it that Hashem was not aware of all the details of the situation, and that sometimes some details are unclear to him. And this way, he thought that he would be able to curse Klal Yisrael at a time that Hashem would not be aware. And Bilam told Hashem, "Balak ben Sipor, the king of Moav, sent to me. Even though I may not be important in your eyes, Hashem, I am important in the eyes of Malachim, of Bas of Adam, human kings." So Rashi Kavali, Bilam said to curse with a lashon of Kaval, however Balak used a lashon of Arab. Zukasha me Arali. Kavali is worse, a worse curse than Arali, because Kava comes from the word Noikev, Shehu Noikev Umefarish, because he explicitly says the curse and states it clearly. Therefore, it is a worse curse than Ara, which is more of a vague curse. So Bilam said Kavo, and Balak said a lesser curse of Ara. So Rashi, V'geirashtiv min ha'olam. Bilam said, "Let me destroy them and chase them out from this world." Balak le'omer elev agoroshenu min ha'oretz. Balak only said, "Let me chase them out of this land." Eini mevakesh el la'asiyah me'alai. Balak only said that I want to take them away from me. Bilam hayasoinam yoisimi Balak. But Bilam hated them even more than Balak, and therefore he said, "Let me drive them out of this world." And the Maskil David asks that Rashi mentioned two differences between what Balak said and what Bilam said. Balak said, "Ara," and Bilam said, "Kavo." Balak said, "V'agorashenu min ha'aretz," and Bilam said, "V'gerash tamay." However, it is only on the second thing that Rashi says that we see from here that Bilam hated Klal Yisrael more than Balak. Why didn't he say this on the first thing by the fact that Balak said Aro and Bilam said Kavo? And the Maskil of David answers, because if you look further in Pasuk Yud Zayin, even Balak said a Lashon of Kavo. And the reason why he did not start off saying Kavo was because he figured he did not want to push it too much. Maybe Bilam will not want to curse Klal Yisrael with such a strong Lashon. So first, he only asked for Aro. However, once he saw that Bilam was willing to curse Klal Yisrael, and the only reason why he did not want to come with the servants of Balak was because the messengers were not important enough, therefore, he upped it to Kava afterwards. So the Maskil of David says, that is the reason why Rashi does not say that from the fact that Balak said Oro and Bilam said Kava, that we see that Bilam hated Klal Yisrael more than Balak, because Balak himself said Kava when he had the opportunity. Therefore, Rashi only brought his raya that Bilam hated Klal Yisrael more than Balak from the fact that he said v'gerashtiv, that I want to drive them out of this world, when Balak only said out of this land. Zokt Rashi, Hashem said lo seilich imohem, you shall not go with them. Omer lo, Bilam said im kain, if so akalalem b'mekoimi, let me curse them from where I am, and I will curse them alone, not together with Balak. Omer lo, Hashem said lo sa'or esa'om, do not curse them even in your place, even by yourself. Omer loy, so Bilam said, im kein avarachem, let me bench them. Omer loy, on that Hashem answered, einam tzrichem levichasecho, they do not need your bracha, ki baruchu, because they are already benched. Moshel omrim ledevaro, a moshel that we say to a bee, loy miduvshayech veloy miuksayech, I do not want your honey, and I do not want your sting. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I do not want your blessing, and I do not want your curse.